I hate it when my brother touches my stuff on my desk, but maybe I shouldn't have yelled at him.
That's true. You're a new creation in Jesus. He can help you manage your temper better. Do you ever lose your temper? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Thanks for stopping by. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're not the same person you used to be. Your old habits like lying, being jealous, and losing your temper should be going away and replaced with new ones like honesty, love, and self-control. It happens over time, but Jesus will help you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "If anyone is in Christ, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." And now our story today. It's called Beginning to Fly. "Leave my stuff alone," Elijah shouted at his younger brother. "Get out of my room right now." Mom hurried to see what was going on. When she got to Elijah's room, 5-year-old Lance came running out, his eyes brimming with tears. "Elijah, what's the problem?" asked Mom as she sat on the edge of his bed. Elijah's eyes flashed with anger. "Lance knows he's not supposed to touch anything on my desk, but I caught him holding my clay dinosaur. He could have broken it." "Calm down," said Mom. "I'll have a talk with Lance." "Well, he'd better not touch anything on my desk ever again," exclaimed Elijah. Mom listened while Elijah continued to spew his anger. She sat quietly for a moment once he was finished. "Remember that colorful butterfly we saw earlier today?" she asked. "We talked about the big change that takes place while butterflies are in a chrysalis. Do you think they ever try to crawl back into those old things?" "Of course not," said Elijah. "Why are we talking about butterflies?" "I was thinking about how much you've been changing since you trusted in Jesus a few months ago. It's clear he's been working in your heart and helping you follow him and love others. You may not realize it, but you've become more obedient, more patient, and more respectful," said Mom quietly. Elijah stared at the floor as she continued. "Seeing you change is a little like seeing a butterfly emerge from its chrysalis and begin to fly." Mom paused. "God doesn't want butterflies to return to their old homes, or for you to return to your old ways of behaving." "I guess I haven't been flying very well this afternoon," Elijah admitted. "But Lance is supposed to leave my desk alone." "That's true," Mom said. "But don't you think there's a better way to teach him that?" Elijah sighed. "You mean without shouting or calling him names?" Mom nodded. "I guess I shouldn't have lost my temper," said Elijah. He paused and then his face brightened. "I'll go find Lance, and don't worry, Mom, I won't yell at him this time." So how about you? Did you know that when you trust in Jesus, he changes you? He makes you a new person the moment you trust in him, and he continues to work in your heart throughout your life. That doesn't mean you'll instantly be totally different or that you'll never do anything wrong, but it does mean that God will help you become more like Jesus every day. The changes may seem slow to you, but those around you should see God working in your life. Don't go back to old sinful habits. Try out your new wings. Our key verse once again, 2 Corinthians 5:17.
"If anyone is in Christ, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new."
And our key thought today, Jesus makes you a new person. If you love the Keys for Kids stories, now you can read them on your Nook or Kindle. Just grab a parent and go to keysforkids.org, then click shop. Well, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.